This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. If you run a business or, you know, manage a budget in today's market, you probably know the feeling. You're spending on marketing, but are those dollars really hitting the mark or just vanishing?
That uncertainty, that's a huge drain. A lot of businesses, they treat the marketing budget like just another expense line, not like a strategic investment.
Yeah, it's not surgical. The source material we're digging into calls it scattershot marketing. I like that term.
It really fits, doesn't it?
It does. It captures that feeling of, you know, throwing some money at Google, some at Facebook, just because you feel you have to be there.
Exactly. And if you're just ticking boxes like that, you're basically signing up for wasted money, stalled growth, maybe even missing big opportunities.
Okay, so today we're aiming to cut through that guesswork.
We are. This deep dive is all about pulling the core strategy from Clark Mugallal's work on business budget allocation.
Right. And our mission for you, the listener, is to unpack this really clear six-step framework. It's designed to make sure every single dollar you spend ties directly back to your company goals. Maximize that ROI.
It's not just theory.
No, absolutely not. It's about turning that budget spreadsheet into, well, a genuine growth engine.
And the main focus, the strategic core, is discipline. Every spending decision, every single one, needs a clear line back to a defined business objective, a measurable one.
If you can't draw that line,
then that dollar probably shouldn't be in the budget. Simple as that.
Okay, let's get into it. Step one, grounding spending in strategic goals. The source material warns pretty strongly against starting vague, right? Like just saying, we need more sales.
That's the classic mistake. A vague goal, it just leads straight to a vague budget. So step one is absolute clarity. Define your short-term and long-term objectives really clearly.
Specifics matter then. Not just grow, but maybe increase brand awareness by 40% in the Northeast.
Exactly. Or boost qualified B2B leads by 25% this quarter. Something tangible, measurable.
And then the actual budget allocation, the way you divide the money, has to mirror those specific priorities.
Precisely. So let's say the goal is aggressive customer acquisition. Like, you need customers now.
Okay. How does the budget reflect that urgency?
Well, if speed and immediate results are key, then your paid channels, they have to get the lion's share. Think high intent platforms, Google Ads, definitely, maybe performance focused social ads.
Because they give you that instant reach.
Instant reach and immediate tracking. You see results fast.
But what if you're playing more of a long game, building authority, organic traffic over time?
Then the budget pivots dramatically. You'd invest much more heavily in things like SEO, creating in-depth content, maybe thought leadership pieces, things that build value slowly but surely.
So the goal dictates the spend, not just what platform is hot this week.
That's the discipline. The objective drives the allocation.
Okay, defining the goal is step one. But how do we make sure we're backing the right horse? That leads us to step two, using data to find the proven winners.
Yes. Time to stop funding channels just because we've always done it that way.
Or because they're legacy channels.
Right. You have to base your decisions on cold, hard performance data. The source is really emphatic about this. You need to track specific metrics relentlessly.
Okay, what are the non-negotiables?
Number one, CPL, cost per lead. How much does it cost you to get one potential customer in the door?
Makes sense. Then CAC.
Customer acquisition cost.
Yes.
So what's the total cost to turn that lead into an actual paying customer?
Okay, CPL and CAC. What else?
Conversion rates. How effectively are people moving through your funnel? And crucially for paid campaigns, ROAS, return on ad spend. Is the money you're putting into ads actually generating profit?
CPL, CAC, conversion rate, ROAS. Those four are key.
They're the foundation.
Yeah.
You've got to ditch the assumptions and just live in these numbers, review them constantly.
And the action here seems pretty direct.
Yeah.
Give more money to what's working best, right? Based on those metrics.
Exactly. Prioritize the channels giving you the best ROI. But importantly, channels with low returns. You need to scale them back or, at the very least, figure out why they're underperforming and try to optimize them.
Okay, but here's a tricky bit. How do you know if it's the channel that's bad or just the campaign on that channel that needs fixing? People might hesitate to cut something too quickly.
That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is in how granular your tracking is. Have you really tried optimizing? tweaked the creative, refined the targeting, A/B tested the landing page.
You've given it a fair shot.
Yes. And if, after all that, the core metrics like CPL or the quality of leads are still significantly worse than your other channels, well, then the channel itself probably isn't efficient for your current goals.
So you set a baseline expectation.
You have to. If a channel consistently misses that baseline, maybe delivering a CAC that's, say, 30% higher than your average, you scale it back. You're not just cutting spend, you're freeing up that capital.
Freeing up capital for the proven winners. I like that framing. Okay, so we know the goals, we know what's working based on data. Now, step three, balancing the short game and the long game. You need quick wins, but also sustainable growth. How does a healthy budget manage both?
It needs to be balanced, but strategically balanced. You absolutely need momentum, so you must fund short-term conversion-focused campaigns.
These are the ones that bring in leads or sales pretty quickly.
Right. Your high-intent PPC, your retargeting ads, maybe some paid social. They fill the funnel now. They bring immediate, measurable results.
And they probably help justify the marketing spend to the finance team, too.
Precisely. They show immediate value. But, and this is critical, if you only fund the short term, you're basically on a treadmill.
The moment you stop paying, the traffic dries up.
Exactly. So the long game is where you build your foundation, your competitive advantage. You also have to fund things like serious SEO efforts, consistent content creation, email nurturing.
Things that compound over time.
Yes. They build authority and organic traffic streams that don't rely on paying for every single click.
The source had a good example comparing Google Ads and SEO, didn't it?
It did, and it's a perfect illustration. A well-run Google Ads campaign. It brings in high-quality traffic today. People searching for exactly what you offer. You pay, you get leads.
Immediate payoff.
But at the same time, investing consistently in SEO builds your site's authority. Over months, maybe a year, you start ranking organically for those valuable terms.
So eventually you get similar high-quality leads.
Without paying Google for every click, you need both working together. Today's paid clicks fund the engine while tomorrow's organic growth builds the foundation. It's symbiotic.
That makes perfect sense. A great way to think about it. Okay, so we have the goals, the data, the short-long balance. But markets move fast. How do we stay flexible? That brings us to step four. Allocating for optimization and testing.
Right, and this is where a lot of budgets go stale. Okay. They get set at the start of the year, and then
that's it.
They don't adapt.
They become rigid.
Exactly. And the source points out a huge flaw. Businesses run campaigns, but don't set aside specific funds just for testing new things. If you aren't testing, you're basically stagnating.
So you need a dedicated testing pot. What kind of percentage are we talking about?
The recommendation is pretty clear. Set aside about 5 to 10% of your total marketing budget purely for experimentation.
5 to 10%. And that's not waste.
Absolutely not. Think of it as R&D for your marketing. You use it to try new ad formats, maybe test an emerging social platform, A/B test different offers or landing pages, experiment with advanced targeting in your existing channels.
It keeps things fresh, keeps you learning.
It keeps your marketing adaptive, prevents it from becoming obsolete.
Okay, so that testing budget directly informs step five. Dynamic budgeting. We test, we learn. Now, how often do we need to act on that data? How often should we be adjusting things?
The rule here is simple. Your budget allocation should never be static. Market conditions change, platform algorithms change, competitors make moves.
Things are always shifting.
Constantly. So you need to review your campaign data and be prepared to adjust your budget allocations based on performance every single month.
Monthly reviews and adjustments. Wow.
It sounds like a lot, but it's crucial for efficiency. It ensures your budget reflects the current reality, not just your assumptions from 3 months ago.
So you use the data from step two plus the results from your step four testing
as your guide for reallocation. It's adaptive budgeting in practice. If your review shows, say, Google Ads consistently delivering a lower CPL and better leads than maybe some display ads you're running,
then Google Ads earns a bigger slice of the pie.
Objectively, yes. You proactively shift funds from the underperformers to the proven winners.
Yeah.
You're constantly optimizing for overall efficiency.
That makes sense. Constant fine-tuning based on real results. Okay, this sounds like a solid plan. Goals, data, balance, testing, dynamic adjustment. But then there's step six, the execution factor. The source suggests that even with a great plan, companies can still waste a lot of money. Why?
Ah, this is the crucial link often missed. It's the difference between having a great map and actually driving the car correctly.
Strategy versus deployment?
Exactly. Why isn't the plan enough? because executing marketing campaigns effectively is complex. It's technical. Campaigns might be set up poorly from the start.
Or the tracking isn't quite right.
Or tracking is off.
Yeah.
Or maybe the team managing it just isn't optimizing frequently or deeply enough. Platforms change fast.
So I could have a perfect plan saying put 40% into PPC, but if the person actually running the PPC campaigns isn't an expert in bidding strategies or keyword optimization,
you're going to leak money. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Managing something like a high-stakes Google Ads account effectively, it requires constant attention, deep platform knowledge, understanding bidding nuances, negative keywords, testing ad copy.
It's a specialized skill set.
It really is. And many in-house teams, frankly, just don't have the bandwidth or the super specialized up-to-the-minute expertise to run everything at peak performance all the time.
Which leads to step six, recommending leveraging expert management, like an agency or specialist.
That's the solution proposed. Partnering with experienced specialists or agencies brings that focused expertise. They live and breathe these platforms every day.
So they make the allocated budget work harder.
They should, yes. They aim to deliver a better ROI because of that specialized knowledge and constant optimization. Plus, a good partner provides transparency. You know where the money went, what results it drove, and why adjustments were made.
It sort of de-risks the whole execution part.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, this has been a really thorough breakdown. So wrapping this all up, what's the big takeaway for you, our listener, from this entire six-step deep dive?
I think if you zoom out, the whole framework is about changing your mindset. Stop thinking marketing expenses. Start thinking strategic investments.
Shifting from cost center to growth driver.
Precisely. The real difference between a budget that just sits there and one that actually drives growth. It comes down to starting with strategy, backing everything with data, balancing your bets, and making sure the execution is sharp.
It ensures every dollar is intentional, moving you closer to your goals. You cut waste and maximize impact. Your budget becomes less of a guess, more of a predictive tool.
Making your budget allocation this deliberate, this data-driven, that's a serious competitive edge today.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for you to chew on. Take a hard look at your current budget process. Can you explicitly link every dollar you spend back to a specific measurable metric like CPL or ROAS? If not, how much are you currently spending just based on habit, on inertia, rather than on proven performance? Maybe take a moment today to just audit that short-term versus long-term split in your own budget. Ask yourself, what percentage is a truly informed investment and what percentage is, well, just the way things have always been done?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.